I miss the air. It just smells different. I miss how the ground smells when it rains. I miss the people. I miss my friends. I miss my family. I miss the food. I miss them riding the matatus. Matatus are like minibuses in Kenya. They are like painted. They have like artwork. They have new. They play really, really loud music. And that's the mode of transportation for the average Kenyan. They're called matatus. So I miss riding the matatus. So the first day I landed here, it was in a cold March during winter. Very cold. Nobody prepared me for the cold. So I was not dressed properly for the weather. So I landed and the first thing that hit me was the cold. Home is where I feel like I belong. Home is where my friends and family are. So I feel like Canada is my home, but Kenya is also my home because a big part of my family is in Kenya. I feel at home here, but I feel at home more in Kenya. When I go to Kenya, I feel like I belong, you know. As an immigrant, you face quite a number of challenges, in Canada, not just in Canada, in any other country. One of them being sometimes you just don't feel fully accepted. So sometimes for me, I try to find people from my community or go to events, like Kenyan events, just so I can feel connected to back home, you know. So as much as I've, you know, I try to integrate into the Canadian culture, I also try to like keep my memories of my country alive.
Hi, my name is Danny, and I moved to Canada when I was around 4 months old. But the last time I visited was when I was around 4 or 5, so there's not much that I remember. But I do feel very connected to Kenya and my Kenyan culture since I eat a lot of Kenyan food. My mom cooks Kenyan food a lot, and she's always playing Kenyan music in the house, and there's a lot of Kenyan home decor at my house too. And Swahili is often spoken there too. And so, yeah, I do feel connected to Kenya.
And being a mom of 2 kids, I also miss having family support. I find that in Kenya, when I had my daughter in Kenya, it was easier for me. I had family, I had friends, I had a nanny. It's very affordable in Kenya. But when I moved here, it was different. It's just, you know, you and your spouse. There's really no support system the way you have it, you know, back in Kenya. So I also miss having that extra support. I miss the fact that in Kenya, you don't have to, like, you know, plan in advance to go visit somebody. Somebody will just, you know, you'll just hear somebody knocking at the door. Anytime, you know, the visitor is there, your friend or a family member. I miss that. My name is Lily Otieno. I am from Kenya. I moved to Canada almost 14 years ago. I was born and raised in Nairobi. It's the capital city of Kenya. It's just a city like Toronto. Of course, Toronto is big. But I think a lot of people here, when you tell them Kenya, they only think about safaris, you know, the wildlife. But they don't know we have actually a number of cities in Kenya. We have Nairobi, we have Kisumu, which is by the lakeside, and that's my second city actually, because I also lived in Kisumu City, beautiful city by the lakeside. We have Eldoret City, we have Mombasa by the Indian Ocean, and Mombasa has a lot of resorts, a lot of tourists, 5-star hotels, and of course we also have the famous Kibera slums, which are, I feel like every tourist who comes to Kenya, they just want to go to the slums, so they don't really get to know the other part of Kenya. The slums is not a representation of Kenya. Kenya is big. It's huge. And there's so many exciting places to visit in Kenya. And then we have the village, which, oh my God, if you want to have, like, if you want some quiet, if you want to take a break from the city, for example, go to some quiet place, you go to the village. So my father right now, he retired. So I moved away from the city, built a house in the village. So when I traveled to Kenya, I always go to the village to, you know, to visit my dad. And there's no place as peaceful. My dad has a big farm. So the last time I went, I just went to the farm, got some fresh vegetables, cooked them. And the taste is different, very, very different from, you know, here we're so used to this, you know, store. You go to the store, you buy, you know, vegetables, frozen foods, I mean, tastes different, no flavor. So that's the other thing that I miss about home, just eating that fresh, organic food. Yeah.
I would like to go back and visit Kenya because there are a lot of places and things like food that I would like to try that my mom has told me about. And I feel like going back there would make me feel more connected to Kenya and my Kenyan culture. And I'd also just like to visit family that I don't get to see very often unless it's on the phone. And so, yeah, I do think it'd be cool to visit Kenya.
I want my kids to come to Kenya to visit actually for a prolonged period because I want them to experience my home country. I want, especially my little one, my six-year-old, to just know how it feels like just to play outside, you know, on the sun. Because it's different here, you know, when she wants, sometimes she wants to go out to play, but I'm not able to take her out. Her dad maybe is busy. But in Kenya, it's different. Kids play outside, you know, with their friends. So I want my six-year-old to experience that. I also want them to experience family. Family is a big part of who I am. When I was growing up, my extended family was like, you know, part of my family. I loved just seeing my aunts. I had a lot of aunts and uncles growing up. And we had a lot of family events. We, you know, so I used to meet with my extended family a lot. So I don't have that here. My kids don't have that here. I want my kids to experience what I experienced with my grandmother, for example. I was very close to my grandmother, and I used to get so excited whenever my grandparents would come over, my grandmother or my grandfather. And my grandfather actually was an artist, and he would come with his guitar and play for us music. I miss that. So I just want my kids to, you know, go to Kenya, meet my parents, and just have that relationship, you know, with their grandparents. My youngest has never met them. She's, you know, she's six, so she's never met my mom or my dad. And I really, really want her to meet them. I come from the Luo tribe. My native language is Luo. And that's something I'm very proud of. And I like to tell my kids I'm a proud Luo. I also like to tell them, you know, I talk to them about a few famous Luos, and I like to remind them that, you know, like Obama, Barack Obama's dad was a Luo, Lupita Nyong'o is a Luo. So I just love to share that part of myself.